PJ and the Dunes by Neil Paddock. It was a fine sunny morning for a walk on the beach that turned into a warning life wanted to teach. It started off well enough, two newly found friends with such different ideas of where it all ends. Starting from scratch with a fresh clean slate with a walk on the beach. It was our second date. Two travellers together, just sun, sea and sand. I said, stay beside me, try holding my hand. But then she was off. She was light on her feet. As she charged on ahead, it was hard to compete. It soon became clear that this wasn't much fun without slap hats or water in the heat of the sun. We had strayed from the path, slowly losing our way, all caught up in the dunes, in the heat of the day. As we ventured inland, the temperature spiked. It was tough keeping up, though onward she hiked. Now far from the beach, so much farther away, in the heart of the dunes, in the heat of the day. With the sun in my face and my heart thumping fast, I'd been running this race to escape from my past, climbing dizzying heights to find the right way. We were scaling these dunes in the heat of the day. Our dune walk revealed yet another surprise. We were brutally bitten by huge hairy flies on the backs of my legs, which were heavy like lead. I slapped them and squashed them till my hands turned bright red. Throwing aside all caution, the higher she went, I was close to exhaustion, my energy spent. With my lungs close to bursting and my shoes full of sand, I felt I could die in this alien land. I had finally realised our mission was flawed. A hopeless position, my advice just ignored. Hot, bothered and tired, she at last heard my plea to reverse our mistakes and head back to the sea. So we U-turned and stuck to my plan of attack. I could still see the sea, so we could find our way back. It was a long, tiring walk, but I finally knew there was something to aim for, and my confidence grew. I was glad to admit we were over the worst, to be out of the sun and quenching our thirst, when we got to the cafe for a long, cool drink. It was great to be washing my face at the sink. So is there a moral, a cost, or a clue? What can we learn from our time in the dunes? If you find out you're lost, then what might you do? Well, this worked for me, and it might for you too. If you follow your heart, you might be okay, but it's not always true if you don't know the way. It's all very well depending on friends, but if they don't know the way, will it work? It depends. The main thing I learned from my walk on the coast was depend on yourself. You're the one who cares most. Depend on yourself, whatever you do. Have trust in yourself, because you're the expert on you. Why trust in others who'd lead you astray? Have trust in yourself to find your own way. My lived experience contained an important discovery. To step up and take charge of my own recovery. Don't rely on third parties to show you what's what. Find out for yourself before things get too hot. I hope that my story will give you a nudge to trust your own instincts. You be the judge. So that's pretty much where this sandy tale ends. And all these years later, we're no longer friends. But it taught me a lesson, that nightmarish hike. I'm glad I survived that temperature spike. Oh, and I no longer date that clinical psych.